A very good morning to you all and welcome to day 35 of our 40 days Lenten reflections and prayers. Our text for reflection is Luke 22, the verses 1 to 6. Now the first festival of unleavened bread called the Passover was approaching, and the chief priests and the teachers of the law were looking for some way to get rid of Jesus, for they were afraid of the people. Then Satan entered Judas, called Iscariot, one of the 12. And Judas went to the chief priests and the officers of the temple guard and discussed with them how he might betray Jesus. They were delighted and agreed to give him money. He consented and watched for an opportunity to hand Jesus over to them when no one was present. Then Satan entered Judas. There was hardly anyone in Jerusalem who did not know Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Many suffering and destitute people had benefited from his generosity and had spread the news to others. The healings, feedings, liberations from sin and slavery to materialism, his Sermon on the Mount and other parables were quoted at every city gate and village. However, some of those who mattered in the land did not care about his mighty and good works. They were conspiring to eliminate him, partly because of jealousy and also to protect their own selfish interests. It was at Passover time that Jesus went to Jerusalem to fulfill his destiny. The atmosphere during Passover was always inflammable with so many visitors. The headquarters of the Roman governor was at Caesarea, and normally only a small detachment of troops were stationed at Jerusalem. But for the Passover season, many more had to be brought in. The problem which the Jewish authorities faced was how to arrest Jesus without provoking a riot. They feared a popular uprising and a swift and sure Roman response. But their problem was solved by the treachery of Judas, who had allowed Satan to use him to accomplish his aims. Dear friend, just as God is always looking for people to be his instruments, so too is Satan. The Zoroastrians see the universe as the battleground between the God of light and the God of darkness, and in that battle, we must choose. When we become instruments in God's hands as he transfers someone from the realm of darkness into the kingdom of his Son, we make a difference in the person's eternal destiny. Not only that, but Satan also receives a devastating blow. Yet many of us decide to be instruments in the hand of Satan. Is Satan using you as an instrument to destroy others? Maybe these are close friends or relatives, and you have allowed the devil to use you to destroy them. Judas was a friend, a follower, whom the master even entrusted with a responsibility. I'm sure Judas even called Jesus a brother. But Judas allowed Satan to use him to destroy his master and friend. Satan has a remarkable power in the material and physical realm. He can make people sick, he can throw them in prison and even kill them. But his main way of oppressing God's people is not in the physical or material realm, but in the mental or moral realm. However, Satan could not have entered Judas if he did not open the door of his heart to him. Judas went to the Sanhedrin and arranged to sell his master. How much money could he get from that dirty job? A deal was struck. And thereafter, Judas sought means to deliver the Lord into their hands in the absence of the multitude. The interesting thing about this deal is that Judas sold the Savior to the Sanhedrin, but he sold his soul to the devil. He opened the door for Satan to come into his heart and to dwell there for evil designs. He would face the consequences of his action. There are many friends and even family members who have opened the door of their hearts and let Satan in, because you know there is no handle on the outside of the door of the human heart. It must be opened from within. To every man or woman there opens an evil or good way, and we must decide the way to choose or to go. Let us place ourselves before God and allow Him to use us as instruments that would bring peace and love and promote that which is good in a broken world. The search for peace is one of the ultimate quests of the human soul. There are times in our lives when deep sorrows, suffering, fear, or loneliness make us cry out for the peace which only God can bring. These are times of piercing spiritual hunger, when even the dearest friends and family cannot come to our aid, but God only. Judas chose to be an instrument in the hand of Satan. Let us open our hearts for God to use us for good purposes. Assist us mercifully with your help, O Lord God of our salvation, that we may approach with reverence to the meditation of those mighty acts whereby you have given us life and immortality. Lord God, at this time you gave your only Son to suffer and to die for us. Give us grace to humble ourselves before you in heartfelt sorrow for our sins. Help us to deny ourselves and to take up our cross and follow our Lord. Have mercy upon all people and draw them to yourself by the power of the cross. Bless all the services of this week and grant that we may find in Christ all pardon and peace. Prepare our hearts for the joyful worship of Easter Day, for his merits who died and was buried and rose again for us, Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen.